out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. in the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east live.
Sucky, sucky.
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, the Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the flipping fuck out of it.
Yay!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours.
Leave me the fuck alone!
Taking on the right and talking about all kinds of shit. A lot of gropey McGropey shit going on. Al Franken.
Yes.
Rocky.
Oh, my God, yes.
Which is...
Adrian. Well,
that one sounds bad. Et cetera, et cetera. We're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple of hours. Join in. Tweet us during the show and all that shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the show, everybody. God, you know what I learned in kindergarten? It just struck me. And you're not supposed to fucking feel up anybody's tits while they're asleep, especially if they're in uniform.
Kindergarten?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We had Catholic school. They never taught us that.
Did you Catholic bring condoms? School.
Yeah. Wait till they're asleep.
Tweet us during the show. Like I said, if you like at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Tweet us anytime. We got a whole shit ton of followers and stuff. A fun little conversation is going on.
It's
now in 280 characters.
Oh, shit.
And also you can hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
Where all the cool people hang out.
Danke.
And share memes and shit.
Memes.
There's a whole bunch going on in the world. I watched a little bit of Sarah Huckabee earlier.
Oh my God.
It's my version of self-flagellation.
Yeah.
That's how I atone for my sins. I watch fucking Sarah Huckabee just lie and just ooze dishonesty and unniceness.
Lay down plastic. It's
getting She's so fucking gross.
Sticky.
It's interesting. Donald Trump, sticks is still on the well if
For
the
Roy
allegations
Moore?
Yeah if the allegations against Roy Moore
oh
are true
my God.
Then he should step down tap Shit. Dance away tap dance away tap dance
the
away.
Only thing he's ever sure
quickie
about
quickie dilly, quickie dilly, quickie
does he dance? Do you think he's a dancer?
No, fuck no.
He never took dance.
Wait, did you ever see that video, though? That he was on Saturday Night Live and they got him to do a dance video?
When was that?
Oh, years ago.
No.
Not a ton of years ago.
What kind of dance? Is he tap?
No, white guy. Old white guy.
Oh, white guy dance. Okay.
Biting his bottom lip kind of dance, you know?
Oh, shit. You got to listen. If you're a guy, if you're out there dancing, if you find yourself in a situation where you have to dance, just don't. This is what I've learned. Don't put your arms above your shoulder and just relax your mouth. Don't bite down on your fucking lip. You know, I know it's hard, guys. Just resist.
Don't put your arms above your shoulder.
Yeah, you look like a dickhead. Hey, I know it's subjective. Whatever.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can do so by buying shit through our Amazon portal. It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And it helps us out. Thanks to those that do.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
You know what, man? I bet you're not going to do the two stories I like today. There's no way. They're just
probably
so
not
fucking
if you're
stupid.
If you're prefacing it by that,
you know that they're Melania and
we're opening with the two stupid stories.
Stupidest stories ever. They're auctioning a piece of wedding cake in some auction from Trump's wedding with Melania. And I don't even think it's for charity. I think it's just with some fucking auction. Anyway.
Well, I was going to say they need to pay for lawyers, but no, we're paying for the lawyers.
Oh,
the donors are paying for the lawyers.
I mean, that's the story. I just think it's so sad because do you think either one of them give a fuck about their wedding cake, a slice of wedding cake that's left over from their arrangement?
No, God, no.
And then,
do you think they ate the placenta from from Baron?
Oh, God.
It's still in the fridge.
Together? They each made smoothies?
I told Donald it was hamburger. With no pickles, extra.
Oh yeah,
extra ketchup.
Speaking of hamburgers, you know he ordered this. He went to some when he was in Japan.
Oh, Japan, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that thing about the burger?
No, they're into the burger.
Oh God, he was at a really nice sushi place, world famous sushi place. Guy orders a burger. Right. Now everybody in Japan wants the fucking hamburger.
Can I have the kids' meal?
God, embarrassing.
Where's the toy?
Here she is.
I expected some Pokemon shit or something Japanese.
When do I get
some anime
on?
Character? Where's the little schoolgirl doll?
Yeah, you know what was weird? He probably went to Japan and nobody peed on him.
I doubt that.
Really?
Sure. It's probably one of the. What is this bukkake I hear about?
Oh yes, Abe's like, listen, everybody, we need you to hydrate up.
We can see what's going on. We know what the headlines are, but hey, what the hell? Let's plow in. Oh wait.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
It's called a Florida Dateline. November the 16th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Oh my God, it fades.
Huff Post.
Alex Jones is just fucking nuts.
Sure enough.
God.
Senator Al Franken.
Yes.
Is now in the hot seat as a woman has come forward. I hate to do this though, but there's some buts. There's some however's involved in this.
Okay.
The Democratic senators have been unequivocal in their calls for an investigation into sexual assault allegations, including Al Franken himself.
Right.
Is saying, I apologize and I welcome a full Senate ethics committee hearing.
Well, he's following the example Roy Moore left, right?
Yeah. So the polar opposite of what the Republicans are doing, which is
double down, baby.
Roy Moore is accused, and they're like, well, you know, I don't know.
They're even like, oh, you know, that diner didn't even exist that girl's talking about. Didn't exist.
Stands in stark contrast to how Republican peers have responded to allegations against Roy Moore. About two dozen Democratic senators have already come forward with statements denouncing Franken's alleged behavior during a USO tour.
Yes.
An anchorwoman and sportscaster Leanne
Tweeden
said on Thursday that he groped and kissed her without her consent.
Blah.
Now there's a picture that got shared.
Yes.
Inappropriate. Yes.
Are his hands on?
No.
They don't look like they're
he's
on the...
He's not touching her.
The boobs.
And he's looking. It's not a secret hidden camera,
right?
It's not a webcam or a nanny cam that caught him fondling this woman while she's asleep. It's another person who took the picture as he's smiling giddily as he's reaching for this woman's breasts. Again, untoward, inappropriate, shitty. He didn't touch her.
Yeah.
And there's now the guy that took the picture is allegedly saying there was a joke. Everybody was in on it. And that she was She was like, I'm going to pretend to be passed out. You revive me. Ha, 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 ha. And they all laughed about it after he took the picture. That's just one of the stories that's coming out. So I don't. I'm not excusing it.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's
well, listen, think
about it.
It's
different than I want a copy of the yearbook to forensically check the and not a copy. I want the original because we want to analyze that. He said that lawyer said we want to analyze that ink to see if it's 40 years old or 4 months old.
Oh, my God. Jesus. And it's not like Al Franken was walking around a ball hitting on 13-year-old girls and shit like that.
But there are other stuff that they've said about him also that might be inappropriate. So, but the difference is, again,
yeah,
even he himself called for an ethics investigation,
right.
And all the Democrats are calling for an ethics investigation.
Yeah. You know,
and the Republicans are like, go Roy.
Right. Yeah. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do. I mean, it took Mitch the bitch a while to come out against Roy Moore. So I don't know. I mean, he said he was reviving her. That was the joke. Like, that's how he was going to...
That was the story that's coming out from... Well... it's out say, that allegedly the this photographer said that. And Al Franken has even said, I apologize. I do remember things a little differently, though.
Right. And then maybe, to be fair... Al Franken is not a doctor. He's a sketch actor turned politician. He doesn't know how to properly give CPR or revive someone. He might think that's how you do it.
And you know, he was a comedian at the time.
Right.
He was a sketch guy. He wasn't the DA of Etowah County.
No. And sketch
and
guys.
And she's of age.
Right.
And she's wearing a flak jacket.
You think about
so I don't
like
know what
that.
He's going to feel. Not to dismiss it again.
Absolutely.
It's just there are questions we have to tread lightly because also we shouldn't bring her politics into it. Although the vast majority of the accusers and the one that went on telly crying and
hello
told a very disturbing story about Roy Moore voted for Trump and is a lifelong Republican.
Right.
So to say This is politics. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Asterisk, this Leanne Tweeden is a frequent contributor on Fox.
Oh.
And she's frequently on
right
Hannity's show.
Blah.
And in the past, she's been a birther.
Oh, my fucking God.
No, I'm just saying, again,
oh, see, that's
doesn't
tough.
Excuse his behavior.
No.
At all. But we welcome the investigation.
Yeah.
And her allegations must, of course, be taken seriously.
You're right. And you're right. Your past and all that shit shouldn't be brought into it. And but these goddamn birthers, man, that's
well, yeah.
Just,
and,
God,
you know, ugh. And the timing.
Right.
Interesting.
Yes.
One of their boys is balls deep in a scandal.
Right. Well, this isn't
that
even.
They want to get away from, including their prezi.
Oh yes,
because their president's getting dragged down by this because
right.
he can't claim the women are credible. Roy has to go because he's still six shy. Roy's still six accusers shy of where Don is.
Yeah, and listen, not to listen. If Al Franken was feeling up somebody that didn't
then
want
he
just, it, that
he
didn't
needs
need
to go
have consent. That sucks. It's fucking horrible. But it is not. It's not on the level of a Schittler or this Roy Moore, the molester. I think Al Franken, you know, not to belittle what he did, is allowed to go to malls,
right?
Still, you know.
So you know, again, he needs to be. He should be disciplined if this is proven to be accurate. He, the accuser, accepted his apology already.
Oh, okay.
Leanne Tweeden. And they asked her if she thinks he should be removed from Congress. She's like, that's not for me to decide.
Yeah.
So she's being magnanimous
right.
about it or whatever.
Yeah.
But when they're saying that she got groped when she was sleeping, that's being disputed. That this picture.
It might be part of a gag.
Well, right. But then what happens if everyone else says, well, that's not what happened in that picture. And she's saying, I was asleep.
You got to go with what she says,
well,
I guess.
But
you know?
What's the credibility then? I mean,
fuck, man. I don't know, dude. I have no fucking idea. I will tell you this much. I kind of think we should just have women running things for
right.
a while.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
Good
step aside.
Damn it. I mean, shit, this is...
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. I'm sure Drudge has a half page on it.
Stuart Smalley's a rapist.
If we head over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
The headline over there, which I don't know why this takes a while to load. There's literally nothing. Yep. Al Franken sex accusations. But above that in red... is Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, shit. Now, this one sounds rough, man.
This one's on the Daily Mail.
That's right.
Hello.
Hello.
Of course, the Daily Mail has a paragraph of a title.
Yeah, okay.
Exclusive. How Sylvester Stallone was accused of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old fan.
Oh, my God.
Police report reveals girl claimed star made her give him and his bodyguard oral sex and threatened they would beat her head in if ever told.
Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's allegedly he was filming Over the Top in Vegas in 1986, according to a police report.
Oh, my God. That fucking movie.
The actor was 40 at the time. They said he met the teenager while he was filming at the what used to be the Las Vegas Hilton.
Yes.
And she was given keys to his room.
For what? To
Stallone allegedly had sex with the girl, telling her she was very tight.
Oh, God.
Before asking the minor if she ever had sex with two men at the same time.
No shit.
She claimed that Stallone's bodyguard, Mike DeLuca, who was in the bathroom until Stallone brought him out, forced her to give him oral sex.
What the fuck goes on, man? What goes on? And I'll say, man, this fucking...
Oh, it gets worse. It says he penetrated her, and then she was forced to perform oral sex on Stallone at the same time.
Ugh.
She felt like she had no choice in the matter.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Afterwards, she claimed Stallone said she couldn't tell anyone because both men were married, and if she said anything, they would beat her head in.
Oh, my fucking God. They threatened her. Jesus. What a fucking asshole.
Police said she decided not to press charges against them because she was scared and humiliated. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's... You know, in that movie, Over the Top, I hate that expression, over the top. And you know, that movie really put that stupid fucking phrase in our vernacular. People say that all the time. Don't go over the top. Don't be over the top. I don't even know what that means. I hate that phrase
I think
more than anything.
Over the top was around before that movie.
Really?
Yeah. The phrase has been around, yeah.
God, that is the dumbest fucking film ever. Have you ever watched that?
No.
It's a movie about arm wrestling.
Oh, fuck no.
You got to go over the top. And it's a way you move your hand when you're arm wrestling. You know, man, I hate our culture. And it's
wow.
Not that.
The 80s were great.
This story is fucking horrible and all that shit. But this dumbass movie, it's. God, I don't know. The movie's stupid. Ugh. Not that it would make it better to be assaulted during the filming of a really good movie, like, you know, a Driving Miss Daisy or something like that, but I don't know. Come here, Hoke.
You think, you don't think Jessica Tandy grabbed,
you don't know,
maybe grabbed
Morgan Freeman's
junk.
I just let her, You mean Jessica Handy?
Stallone and DeLuca both laughed after he made that comment, they said, about beating their heads and her head in. God, ha, ha, ha,
fucking
ha.
Vile pigs.
Ha, ha, ha.
God damn it. So they raped her. That's what this sounds like
to me. It sounds like, she was 16. I don't know what the age consent was in Vegas at the time, but that was allegedly consensual. But the bodyguard hiding in the bathroom was not.
Wow.
If I'm reading this correctly.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone is fucked up. What a fucked up lunatic.
And there's a police report.
Wow.
Never, she didn't file charges.
Oh. So she went to the police, made the reports. Apparently. And so now it's like the statute of limitations and shit like that. God.
Oof. He's also been threatened. His half-sister threatened him with a lawsuit in 1987, alleging that he raped her and sexually assaulted her for years.
What a fucking monster!
Court documents show the actor vigorously denied and continues to deny and dispute all claims of wrongdoing. He did agree to give her a lump sum of $2 million as well as $16,666 a month for the rest of her life.
How did they come up with that figure?
I don't know. It's
so she got
something
a lump
divided
sum,
by 12.
She got a lump sum and she gets a monthly payment until infinity.
Yes, of 16 and change.
God damn. Wow, he's a fucking monster.
But there's no wrongdoing though, Ryan.
What action stars aren't monsters? Let's say Seagal's a big fucking monster. So's Stallone.
That works out to $200,000 a year.
Arnold.
616.
Yeah, yeah.
$16,000 a month is $200,000 a year.
Wow. That's a lot of money. God. Oh, that sucks.
But he didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, okay.
Of course, you always settle for $200,000 a year and a couple mil when
right.
you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah. Him and Michael Jackson.
How
depressing.
So there you go. Meanwhile, 20 people have come forward about Kevin Spacey from his time at the Old Vic.
From the theater job?
Yeah.
What was it for him? I mean, you know, man.
Well, apparently it was a dicks on parade.
Oh, God.
It was
fuck him.
A dick buffet.
Fuck him. I mean, all these actors, you work your fucking ass off to get to a certain point. Now you're landing roles at the Old Vic, doing a play with Kevin Spacey, and then it turns into this. Then it turns into the worst fucking thing ever. Fuck him.
It's all grabby and shit.
God damn. It's just disgusting. It's so fucking gross.
Kevin Spacey has been accused of sexual harassment by 20 people during his time at the Old Vic.
Hello!
The theater, one of Britain's major theatrical institutions, originally said no complaints had been made against the actor when allegations first came to light last month.
Okay. Now there's 20.
Bosses now admit that complaints have been made to a hotline set up in the wake of the scandal.
Oh, my God. You mentioned a theater all of a sudden has to... I mean, I don't know. They're producing Chekhov, and then now I got to put together a hotline. Because Kevin Spacey diddled
a
bunch of people
hotline.
At my fucking theater? What a nightmare, man.
A statement from the Old Vic says the investigation resulted in 20 personal testimonies shared of alleged inappropriate behavior, carried out by Kevin Spacey during his time as artistic director.
Did these people at the Old Vic, did they know?
Despite having the appropriate escalation processes in place, it was claimed that those affected felt unable to raise concerns and that Kevin Spacey operated without sufficient accountability. This is clearly unacceptable, and the Old Vic truly apologizes for not creating an environment or culture where people felt able to speak freely.
And this Kevin Spacey is a fucking monster. These people, I mean, what's somebody going to do? Come out against him and not get another part?
Well, he was the boss. He was the artistic director. So.
God, that is fucking bananas. I mean, you know, there's something about theater that you work in an ensemble, you work with people, and there's always this trust that. You know,
unless you're somebody you hate,
you're in a safe space.
Yeah.
You can make choices. You can try shit. You know, sure. It just violates all that. It's an abomination, man. It
really
is.
Kevin Spacey felt like he was in a safe space.
Yeah.
To grab some cock and some butt and some boy butt.
Right. You know, the other people at that fucking theater that, you know, they knew shit was going on. They probably didn't say anything.
Maybe
Kevin fucking Spacey.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to believe all those fucking complaints.
Because some of these guys, you know, they're like, well, how come this didn't come out or whatever? Nobody saw it happen. A lot of these reports are, well, you know, he got me alone in the bathroom, or he drove me home, or he,
damn,
you know, they get them alone and then get all gropey McGrabby. It's not like they're maybe doing it in the middle of rehearsals. And
God, I don't know. I don't know how people wouldn't know. I mean, you know, that many instances in a theater. Fuck, if that was me, I'd sue those. Fucking sue the Vic. Sue the old Vic. I mean, you know.
So there you go. It's three grabby stories.
Right.
All Hollywood.
Sylvester
except for
Stallone. Is
except for
fucking
Franken, who moved from Hollywood to the Senate.
Right.
But we'll see what the ethics, the full ethics in Cray has to say.
I mean, God, imagine you take some 16-year-old girl up to your hotel room. What do you tell your security guard? Hey, listen, hang in the bathroom for a second. I'm going to see if she's going to, if I can get her to blow you later.
No, now.
What do you mean?
At the same time.
Oh, well, yeah. That's what
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Later. I mean, well, you hid in the bathroom.
Oh, right, right, right. But I mean, they were, it sounds like they were.
Oh, yeah, at the same time.
Chinese finger trap thing.
Yeah, that's gross.
Which, if it's all consensual, rock
right.
on.
She's 16.
Make a human centipede for all we care.
Oh, God. You know who, again, I just want to take a second to say, the people that made that movie, I hate you. I mean, I really do.
Apparently made a lot of money because they made several of them. I don't know how one does a sequel.
Well, I'll tell you how they did the sequel. It was
they sewed a bunch of mouths to a bunch more asses, right?
No, they the main character saw the movie and decided to recreate it.
Come on,
that's the movie. I swear to God.
Oh boy,
I didn't see it. I heard somebody talking about
breaking
it.
The fourth wall.
Yes.
If you haven't done so, do yourself a favor and watch the video of Trump drinking the Fiji water. It's
funny as shit.
It's bizarre as fuck. It's really weird.
Right.
It's really weird. And especially when they superimpose the tweets he had against Marco Rubio.
No, I know.
When Rubio did his grabbing a glass of water.
Who do you think?
Bottle.
Who do you think was more strange looking drinking? Trump or Rubio? I'm going to go with Trump.
Oh, Trump infinitely.
Yeah.
Rubio at least drank the water like a human. He ducked out of frame. Yeah. Took a quick sip and ducked back. Trump does this weird little, I'm playing an
What's
oboe.
Wrong with his fingers?
Yeah, I'm practicing my oboe fingering.
You know, I want to make a suggestion to anybody that's got to drink water on camera. Keep it level so you don't have to bend down and get the fucking water.
Well,
that's
it was
how
supposed
it looks
to be.
Strange.
One of the stories I read was that it was this impromptu press conference that he insisted on throwing. Not press conference, but statement that he insisted on making.
Press
which all it was look at how much Asia loved me.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What it was. Look at how much they loved me in Japan.
Yeah, why don't you guys love me like they do in Japan? They
that's
like
exactly
me so
it.
Much. They want to get the hamburger I fucking ordered. Gugu loves me.
But they said that everybody had the day off because everybody had traveled with his fucking ass for 12 right. days or whatever. They got the day off.
Can you imagine?
And so the Z team, and imagine, we know what their A team is.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Imagine the B team or the C team that was running this event, and that's why the water wasn't in its usual place.
Right. I mean, they probably.
So he reached under the podium, and it wasn't there, but it was sitting on a table right next to the podium. All he had to do was move his tiny little eyes a little to the right. He could have seen it. But now he's like, they don't have water, but that's okay. And that, you know what that means? That's not okay.
That's not okay.
They don't have water, but that's okay.
That's okay.
And then somebody says, it's over there. And he's like, what? What? Right. He looks off camera. What? Oh. And then he leans down. And as he's unscrewing the water, which you should put it in a glass or undo the cap for the prez.
Absolutely.
Or the guests.
Right.
As he's trying to undo the cap, he really does his Mussolini face. That's the only way to put it. He puts his chin up in the air.
Duck face.
And he's all like, serious, look up Mussolini.
He does like tyrant duck face.
Really weird.
Yeah.
And then Even though he has it in one hand, he seems like even his little tiny hands can grab that Fiji bottle, okay?
Right. His hands look so small in this.
He raises the bottle to his lips, and then for some reason, like an infant with its baba, I'm surprised he didn't roll on his back and put his feet on it, too.
Right.
He's
not that flexible, dude.
He puts his other hand on the side of it. It's so awkward and weird. Nobody drinks water like that. Nobody.
You know,
it's the weirdest fucking thing.
He's treasonous. He's rapey. He's creepy. He's lecherous. But above all, he's bizarre.
Sure.
He's just bizarre. Doesn't matter what the fuck he's doing. He looks weird. You ever notice how people with lots of fucking money, they're just... People call them eccentric sometimes.
Well, yeah, they're weird.
It's because they don't have to do normal shit that normal people have to do.
Right. They've had their assholes licked their entire lives.
It makes you odd. It makes you strange.
Nobody says to them, what are you doing? That looks weird.
Fuck no. They're getting paid.
Nobody in their life has said to them, you look like a moron doing that. What are you doing?
Do you want to be the guy that tells Trump, ooh, yeah, don't do that. Don't wear that. Don't say that. Fuck no, man.
He's
a fucking barbarian.
We've also got some other news.
Yes.
Besides what's going on with Grabby McGrabby stuff.
God damn it. The worst person. Listen, it could be anybody, whatever. Just not Obama. Not Obama.
Two things we didn't get to yesterday, quickly, we touched on a little bit, but this Cards Against Humanity, fun game, fun as fuck, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah.
Buy it for the holidays.
Right.
Cards Against Humanity, you fill in the blanks and stuff, and the blanks are always funny.
Yes.
They say it's the irreverent card game company, known for its attention-seeking pranks, now has done something really cool.
Yes.
This year's attention-seeking prank also has some social value to it and a big, giant middle finger to Donald Trump.
It's awesome.
And his evil flying monkey horde.
Boo.
White monkey horde.
Yes.
It's a company out of Chicago.
Right.
And they have spent... you could contribute their holiday promotion for which customers could contribute $15.
Okay.
And you get a surprise gift package.
Package.
Sold out, by the way. You can't get them anymore.
Ah, shit.
They sold out right away. So just go buy the Cards Against Humanity. They're buying, or they bought a plot of land on the United States-Mexico border.
All right.
They say acres. They don't say where exactly.
Okay.
But they did say they bought acres on the U.S.-Mexico border and displayed footage of wild horses galloping across the desert.
Did those exist in North America? Are there still wild horses out there?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Contribute to the land purchase and its legal defense was the first 6 days of gifts that customers will be receiving in December. So you're going to get all kinds of gifts and stuff like that. But they have vowed to purchase a plot of vacant land on the border and retained a law firm specializing in fighting eminent domain claims.
Damn.
And they're going to try to make it as time consuming and as expensive as possible for that fucking wall to get built.
That is fucking awesome. I love it.
But the thing is, that they're not the only ones. I mean, I'm sure there's other landowners who are just like, fuck you, you're not taking my land for your stupid wall.
It fucks. I don't know. I've never had any land seized because of eminent domain, but that's got to fucking suck. But doesn't the government buy it from you? Do they give you a good deal for it?
Well, they give you... market value, a good deal, but you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
The company, known for its popular party game for horrible people, has done things in the past like selling $50,000 worth of nothing on Black Friday. which they did in 2015. Yeah, people paid $5.
Oh, yeah?
And you received nothing.
You got nothing, but you got to stay home.
$50,000 worth they sold. It goes to charity.
That's nice.
The earlier this year, they launched a new card game making fun of the tech sector called Cards Against Silicon Valley.
Right. Oh, that's fucking awesome. Oh, God. There's nothing more douchey than the startup culture. You know what I mean?
I'm going to bootstrap it. Bootstrap me.
Oh, God. All there's those terms and shit. You just want to vomit.
Right.
So there you go. That's the one story from yesterday. The other story was, I want to play this audio because this is still un-be-fucking-leavable. This was Roy Moore's...
Un-be-fucking-believable.
Roy Moore's barrister.
Hey, lawyer? Yeah.
Roy Moore's lawyer.
Where is my barrister? You think Roy Moore refers to his lawyer as his barrister?
We talked about it a little bit yesterday near the end, but I didn't get a chance to play it because we ran out of time yesterday. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yes, and give download
us,
it.
Good reviews and shit. That really helps us out.
Thumbs us up.
Trenton Garman is this
what's his
subhuman's
problem?
Name. Cartoonish.
God damn.
Moron is the attorney. For Roy Moore.
I mean, shouldn't his attorney be likable, like a little bit?
Well, Roy
like
Moore.
Like a little likable?
Roy Moore.
Yeah, yeah.
He, in Alabama.
Yeah.
I looked the guy up. He's a personal injury attorney.
Oh, so God,
he's like he's an ambulance
scumbag.
Chaser.
He's a fucking scumbag. I'm surprised he's not on the other end of this, suing Roy Moore.
I figured I thought somewhere I read that he was like the somebody's brother-in-law or something like, you know, this is some incest, of course, involved. Somewhere.
Right.
So Stephanie Rule opens with, wait a minute, why does...
Yes.
Why does being 14... or I mean, why does... Why would Roy Moore have to... ask permission of mothers for anyone that isn't underage?
Yeah.
Which is a viable question.
Absolutely.
Because Roy Moore's excuse when Hannity asked him, hey, have you ever, did you date young girls at the time? And he was like, well, not generally.
Oh my God. That's not an answer of a normal person. Do you date underage girls? No.
Right. I never have. Of course not. Well, not generally.
Oh, God, dude. What the fuck?
And, but he said something like, well, I just want to say I never dated anyone who I didn't have permission from their mama first.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That's fucked up.
So here is, it's so bizarre. Stephanie Rule asks him about what does that have to do with it? Why would you need to ask permission from mamas?
Is this the 1600s?
And this is where the lawyer goes after Allie Velshi.
Yes.
Sitting next to her out of the blue, pulls it out of his tight white ass.
You know he had that ready.
Oh, sure.
Ready
he
to
looked
go.
Him up. He says, he creepily says, I looked him up.
Ah.
And Allie has all this diversity, and I think that's great. That's wonderful that you're so diverse. And then Stephanie Rule, you'll hear, is like, wait a minute. What does that have to do?
Do you think he
He's a fucking racist. He's right. Going right for, you're a brown person, you're a Muslim. Obviously, you know what fucking 14-year-old girls is like.
And you know right now that this tactic, he is... He's trying to play to the people watching, maybe. Maybe he's hoping these racist
MSNBC, but
Alabama
yeah.
loons would be watching, and they'll say, oh, you're right, yeah. He is Muslim.
Right.
That's exactly what
exactly.
this is.
Go after that towel head, that
right.
child rapist.
Doesn't that make sense? Because otherwise, it's stupid otherwise. Because yeah. he thought about it.
She was on Morning Joe this morning, Stephanie
yes.
Rule, and she's like, it was just blinding, blatant racism. I mean, just on display.
Yeah.
If Roy Moore doesn't remember, how could he say that it's definitively false? And number two, why would he need permission from any of these girls' mothers if they weren't underage?
Sure, that's a good question. And culturally speaking, obviously there's differences. I looked up Allie's background there. Wow, that's awesome.
Culturally, I'd say there's differences. And I looked up Allie's background and I would say, yeah. Wow, that's awesome that you're going to burn in hell as a camel jockey and that you lived in Kenya and all that.
What an idiot.
Allie Belshi's background, I believe, is half Indian, East Indian.
Right.
I don't know what the other half is, but born in Kenya, I believe his parents moved around for business.
Right.
Born in Kenya, but raised a Canadian citizen.
What do they do over there in Canada?
And then I think at one point Stephanie says something like that. She's like, what the heck you guys got going on in Canada?
I mean, it's bizarre.
And then I think he's an American citizen now, Allie Belshi.
Right.
But it's just so out of the blue when he's like, you know, cultural differences. And he creepily like looks off camera a bunch of times, off to the right. I looked up Allie Belshi's background and I won't say that's great. All that diversity you got coursing through your brown veins.
Listen to this shit, man.
So vile.
Compare this to how Al Franken's handling this his allegation. It's just so night and fucking day.
Just not barely veiled racism.
Right.
It's so crazy.
That's a good question. And culturally speaking, obviously there's differences. I looked up Allie's background there. Wow, that's awesome that you have got such a diverse background. It's really cool to read through that. But point is this.
What does Allie's background have to do with dating a 14-year-old?
What does Allie's background have to do with dating a 14-year-old?
It's really cool to read through that.
Wow, it's really cool to read through that.
What does that mean? Was he like, so I'm supposed to believe he's doing his research. He's reading through his background.
I understand you're a brown Muslim, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, thank you.
It's okay.
Thank you, dirtbag.
I just want you to know that I'm okay with other people like you. I'm okay with it.
Listen, if you're Roy Moore's lawyer, dirtbag, fucking scum of the earth, racist fucking lawyer.
Trenton Garman.
I can't imagine what you're okay with. You know what I mean?
And, you know, the haircut, the glasses, he really looks like he's been walking with the tiki torch once or twice. I mean, it would not be out of character.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Dating a 14-year-old.
I'm not finished with the context of it.
Well, please answer. What does Allie Velshi's background have to do with dating under children, 14-year-old girls?
Sure. In other countries, there's arrangement through parents for what we would refer
Allie's
to as
from Canada.
Consensual marriage.
In other cultures, there's arranged marriages. That's what he's trying to say. There's arranged marriages.
Right. Well, I mean, Canada is the country of Rob Ford. I mean, he was crazy.
Are you suggesting Alabama is another culture in a different country? I mean, I would agree with him.
But
he's essentially saying, there's other countries where it's cool if a 30-year-old guy gets handed the leash to a 14-year-old.
We're talking about a guy who was banned from the fucking mall for hitting on
creeping
children.
On girls in Alabama.
Fuck
in the 80s, in the 70s.
It's insane. His lawyer's nuts.
Arrangement through parents for what we would refer
Allie's
to as
from Canada.
Consensual marriage. So
Allie's from Canada.
I understand that. And Allie's also spent time in other countries,
so
of which I've gone to. So it's not a bad thing.
I don't know where you're going with this,
Stephanie.
I don't know. He's smiling. Allie's like, I don't know where you're going with this.
Right.
We all know where Trenton's going with
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
We're just trying to get him to say it.
Right.
And I think his little white hooded brain cells finally fired a little bit. And he realizes that he stepped in it because he won't say it.
But he thought about it before he went on. He must have
thought. Oh, he was prepared,
on
sure.
On some level.
I'm going to school those libtards when they try to say, what about 14-year-olds? Well, what about your great-grandfather, Allie, back there in Sandland?
It only the only way this makes sense is a tactic for these guys. If he knows what he said is going to go viral, and this will rile up Roy Moore's gross...
It went viral.
...fucking racist base, because I'm sure a lot of people out there are like, he's got a fucking point.
in other countries,
so
of which I've gone to. So it's not a bad thing.
I don't know where you're going with this,
Stephanie, to answer, but here's to answer your question. So he said no, comma. So he answered no. And then he went on to say his process would be before he date anybody, whether they're 25, 35, or whether he doesn't know their age, he would ask the mother's permission. So he actually answered no. There's no inconsistency in that. And I stand by.
Meanwhile, Stephanie isn't having none of this. She's looking over at Allie like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. And he's naming off all these ages, listing all these ages. Roy Moore doesn't date anybody 35.
Yeah.
I don't
answer to me, it's the most proper answer. When I begin to court my wife.
I have not spent time in Alabama, and that is your community. You have young daughters.
Sure.
If your daughter was 14, would you think it's appropriate that she date a man in his 30s? Would you think it was normal that a random man sign her yearbook?
I would say no. If someone came to me like what was postulated there and said, may I date your daughter, don't know her age, I would say no. Just like my wife and I, we initially, when we courted, did not know each other's age. I was
when we courted.
Oh, my God.
God, it really is the 1600s in Alabama.
How old is this guy? Was he 35 when he courted his fucking wife at the mall?
She's right.
Walking around, going to Orange Julius, getting a shake.
Well, he then goes on to say, I wasn't too sure how old she was. Turned out I was 28, 29, and she was 21. But you did know she wasn't 14.
Right.
If you met her at college, you asshole, or somewhere.
How the fuck, you know, it's weird to me. I don't know why Roy Moore just doesn't go away, because when people like Lindsey Graham and Mitch the Bitch McConnell are coming out against him, how in the fuck does he defend himself?
Well, it's the deep state. He tweeted, Roy Moore tweeted yesterday, Mitch McConnell, bring dot it dot on.
Oh,
dot.
My God.
And then the best response to that was, just so you know, Bring It On was a 1980s movie about high school cheerleaders. Which I haven't corroborated, but I don't care.
Yeah, no, it's true. It is. That is, Bring It On is about cheerleaders.
It's about cheerleaders.
Yeah, I think it's about a cheerleading competition. They dance. They have a dance-off thing.
Quite appropriate.
Yeah, it's funny.
So there, Trenton Garman of Alabama, I don't know what law schools he went to and what colleges, but damn, they should be fucking proud.
I don't know who was in Bring It On. I think it might be, I think it's a late Brittany Murphy was in that.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was very nice.
Some other people.
Remember we met her at the reading for the script for,
We met Brittany Murphy?
She was the voice of, she was one of the voices on King of the Hill, right?
Yeah. She was in the room?
She was there.
God damn, I don't remember that. I don't remember meeting Brittany Murphy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We
met Buffy the Vampire Slayer at a party. I remember that. What's her face?
And her husband, what's his face? Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Freddie Prinze Jr.
Right. Good for us, everybody.
Smell us. Smell us. She was very nice. Very sad.
We met Peggy from Peg from Married with Children as well at that reading. Did, dude.
Well, right.
Yeah. What's her name? Who knows?
It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
And Mike Judge was on the phone.
Right. We met Mike Judge.
Remember from Texas? Yeah, yeah. He was on the the phone. Right. We got two or three jokes.
Oh yeah,
into that script.
Right.
Friend of ours was wrote the script. And helped out with a couple of jokes.
Yeah, yeah. That lends our podcast validation. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
Look how funny we are.
Fuck the haters,
We got two jokes in the King of the Hill script.
Hey, if there are any haters listening, suck it. You know what I mean?
To all the haters out there.
Right. Fuck you.
I didn't care. The next story we got here is our wonderful House of Representatives. I believe I tweeted out something to the effect of, even though pediatric cancer is more popular, the House passed their tax bill, which is going to fuck the poor.
They passed it.
And warmly fillet the rich.
That Republican tax bill, that tax reform.
Oops.
I thought that wasn't going to pass, man. What the fuck happened?
Months of internal squabbling, the House Republicans passed their tax proposal, a major step forward for a House GOP that has so far been unable to deliver anything as a major piece of legislation for Trump's agenda.
God damn it.
227 to 205, 13 Republicans bailed. Every Democrat opposed it.
Yay!
It's going to lower individual tax brackets, dramatically cut the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20, although no corporation worth its salt is paying anywhere near 35%. Right. That's the problem. They're not closing loopholes. So all that's going to happen is the corporations are going, ha 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 ha, yeah, yeah, because they're going to be paying even less.
Why do you hate the job creators?
Well, I've got stories
about
jobs,
that,
too.
We're getting jobs, baby. Wait for the jobs to start rolling in. You know what I mean?
According to a most recent polling, only 30% of Americans support the plan.
Yeah, well, how the fuck we have a government not giving us what in the fuck we want? Imagine you go to McDonald's and you order a Big Mac and somebody gives you a fillet of fish.
Right.
I mean, the fillet of fish. I don't want it.
And this is how craven they are to their big donors. They don't give a fuck.
Ooh.
Only 25% of Republicans believe they will be paying less taxes because of this proposal.
So nobody wants it.
Correct. Except for the rich donors.
But that's
who
only
said you better come up with fucking something or we're cutting off the gold flowing teats.
Right. yeah. I'm just picturing I'm lactating gold.
Somebody milking a couple of Koch brothers.
Yeah. You imagine calling up Love Lines and talking to Dr. Drew. For some reason, I'm ejaculating gold from my nipples. What do I do?
And this their proposal is also going to brutally hate fuck the shit out of out of blue states that where taxes are a little bit higher, you know, to get shit done.
A brutal hate fuck.
Unlike Kansas. So we're going to be bailing, well, we're not in that kind of state anymore, but California, New York,
no,
Illinois, they're going to be bailing out fucking Kansas.
Yes.
Even more.
What about Florida?
Well, I don't know where Florida is on that.
I mean, we might.
I don't want to look into Florida politics because
Florida
I really
politics.
Don't want to kill myself.
Florida's literally getting bailed out.
Well,
fucking water. you know, it hit me.
The Senate is going to have a little more hard time. Don't forget, the House also passed the "Hey, let's kick everybody off healthcare" bill.
They had a
fiesta in the Rose Garden, remember?
Right.
Look at all the white guys celebrating taking health care away from people. Woohoo!
Oh, my God. They sing that song.
Goodbye. Because of Obama.
Hey. You know, do you ever think about how close we live to the water? We really do. I was just talking about bailing out Florida. I mean, we live so, not to give away geolocators and things of that nature, but we do live close to the motherfucking water, man.
5-minute walk in a certain direction.
Can Kate swim?
Fucking no, I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
I'm sure she could.
Dogs naturally swim.
I don't think she's be into it, but I think she swims.
Right. Little water wings.
So, congratulations to the House on fucking the country.
Thanks for the hate fucking, guys. Really appreciate it.
And now they can, you know, wash their hands of it and say, leave a big steaming pile of turd for the Senate, which is having a harder time because you got Rojo over in Wisconsin, who Ron Johnson, that zit.
What a dick
who
bag.
Is.
But he's on the right side of this shit.
Well, for once.
For once. Louie Gohmert's like, hell yeah, we're done with this shit. I'm going to heat up the barbecue, baby.
Oh, yeah, Gohmert's busy trying to.
He wants the barbecue.
Trying to figure out his own chart of craziness. That's what I used for the blog posting yesterday. If you go to crabdiving.com for the show listing for yesterday, it's a picture of Louie Gohmert.
Oh, I saw that.
Batshit crazy
man.
Chart.
God damn it. If you're a constituent of Louie Gohmert, number one, he spent all that time making that chart about a non-scandal.
He gave it to an intern or a toady.
But he also took time on the floor of the House to bitch about the fact that he's not allowed to barbecue on his balcony. Well, and he could have been speaking out in, you know, support of some kind of issue for the people that voted for his fucking ass and pay him.
Well, that is. He's got to be in a good mood and well fed.
I got to slow roast my meat.
I make a lot of deals when people are full of beef, like Alex Jones gets all woozy.
Is there, is there nowhere?
Stupefy him with my meat.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. Jeez.
If I had a nickel.
Right. Too many people doing that.
Sandy Rios begs listeners to ignore the ick factor and vote for Roy Moore.
Holy shit.
There you
ignore
go. Religious
the ick
right.
factor. What would that be?
They're really saying
that he rapes
we
children?
Would rather have a child predator.
Yeah, dude.
Than a Democrat.
Yeah. Ignore the ick factor, dummy. Just don't think about it.
I've seen a few comments where it's like, well, at least he doesn't kill babies.
He rapes them. I mean,
that's their moral equivalent, is that abortion is worse than sexual molestation.
Think about this. Roy Moore.
Amoral equivalence.
I mean, Roy Moore's dating a 16-year-old. He gets her pregnant. By his standards, I know he's having that baby. He sure as fuck isn't going to allow her to get an abortion,
right.
But you know
he's... Bullshit, he's not allowing her to get... She's going to go off on vacation for a couple of weeks. That's the whole problem with these hypocrites, is the rich, the powerful, will always have access to safe abortions.
But again, we're always getting back to the gentle hate fucking of the poor. It's not even gentle.
Right.
It's brutal. It's violent. They don't give a shit. God, I'm just thinking about how horrible Sylvester Stallone is, threatening to beat some girl's head in. What a fucking motherfucker.
Sandy Rios.
So I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, please, I'm begging you, really, especially those of you in Alabama, not to stay home. Do not let the ick factor set in, because that's what the establishment in Washington wants. They want to cast enough taint on Judge Moore, and it will be somebody else next, trust me. Yeah, so they're starting with Judge Moore. It's not the first or the last they've done this to.
I wonder what she has to say about Al Franken. She's probably all for that.
Yeah, listen, DC, quit casting that taint.
Quit tainting.
And if they can destroy him, honestly, I don't think that Christian conservatives will have a chance.
Oh, please destroy him.
Good. That's
please
positive.
Destroy him. We hope you're right.
We will be so marginalized, and marginalized probably doesn't even,
as you should be,
capture it. You can already see how hated we are,
right?
How they hate.
Yes.
Well, why do you think that is, dumbass?
Right. We hate your hate.
How about some self-reflection?
I've met Christians that actually kind of walk the walk. Not many, but on the rare occasions I have met, they're wonderful people.
Do you think Jimmy Carter would listen to Roy
Jimmy
Moore
Carter
and think, oh, okay.
Right.
Why not? You know, it's the culture. It's, you know.
Jimmy Carter's not saying, forget the ick factor.
No, not at all.
Don't worry about that at all.
Yeah.
I hate Justice Moore because he has stood so strongly for the Ten Commandments, for the rule of law, for a marriage between a man and a woman. That's one of the reasons Drudge is so dreadful toward Moore, because Matt Drudge is a homosexual.
What the
there
fuck?
You go.
I mean...
How are they different from ISIS? How are they different from the Taliban? How are they different from Iran? When what happened in Iran?
They're talking about, we're talking about children, you know, defending children. I just don't fucking understand.
They refuse to believe it.
Yeah.
He's a good Christian.
I don't know. Oh, my God. She's so vile, too. I mean, does she not have a fucking daughter? Doesn't she have kids or something?
I don't know. She might have married him off at 14 or something.
Oh, yeah. God, just ignore the ick factor.
And also ringing in on...
hello?
On, I know you've been waiting to hear from this guy again. The mellifluous tones of none other than Todd Starnes from Fox News. I'm outraged about the latest persecution of Christians.
How is that what they see? Is that how they see this Roy Moore thing?
Here we go.
He's being persecuted.
Todd Starnes saying it's a hit job.
Holy shit.
Here we are, Wednesday. We still don't have a clue what's happening.
We still don't have a clue. What?
Right. Oh, God.
Seven syllables in the word clue.
In Alabama. But I do know this, ladies and gentlemen. Something doesn't smell right. There's a foul odor, a stench, if you will, in the air. It smells like rhino. Republicans in name only. That's what it smells like. I smell a rhino hit job down there in Alabama. Guilt, or innocence, not an issue right now, ladies and gentlemen. But it smells like payback from Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. And I'm not so sure this is about Roy Moore as much as it is about Steve Bannon. Because keep in mind, there is a civil war brewing in the Republican Party.
Brewing?
Good God.
I believe, yeah.
Did you hear what he said, though?
I believe the shot heard around the world already been shot.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, he's sitting there ignore whether or not he's guilty or innocent, right? He's like, that's not the issue. He says something smells rotten because he thinks...
Well, he's saying it's not the issue. It should be the issue of guilt or innocence. We should care whether Roy is guilty or innocent.
Right.
But they're not. It's just a smear because they hate Bannon.
Does he think all these women are... a coordinated effort by the deep state that they're
apparently
being, they're giving scripts?
Soros is writing them all checks,
yes.
I'm sure.
Okay. God damn.
You know, they blame Steve Bannon, the establishment types. They blame Bannon for Donald Trump. They blame him for taking out Luther Strange, the establishment candidate there in Alabama. They blame Bannon for mobilizing all of you.
Good
the
Lord.
Fine, upstanding, beautiful people. Who
old.
Yeah, yeah.
Old.
All of you.
Angry, white.
Right. Oh, yes.
Listen to this radio program, The Deplorables. Yeah, they blame Bannon for that.
There you go, Rod.
God. Todd Starnes.
Todd Starnes. I smell rhino.
Nobody's concerned. Nobody's concerned about these girls. Nobody's fucking gives a shit.
Well, I'm sure he's, I'm sure Todd Starnes is giving Al Franken the equal benefit of the doubt today.
Oh, sure. I mean... That's the thing when you listen to these right-wing nut jobs and the lawyer, they don't care about what he did to these kids and how they had to live their fucking lives that they can't tell anybody. Oh, right. My God, this fucking diddler, this monster roaming the mall.
We got a tomorrow's Faith. Tune in tomorrow, Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh, that's right.
Got a Jim Baker clip teed up for you for tomorrow.
Oh,
we'll
shit.
Tease that a little bit.
God, you're going to make me wait? Fuck.
Well, do you want to hear it?
No. It's a good tease. That's good. You guys, tune in tomorrow. I want to hear Lori.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
That's right.
We've got... this is another wonderful example of Christian values. This is, I believe, out of Ohio.
Yes.
Recently, infamously, here on Crab Diving,
right,
where the assholes that sent us Jim Jordan to
sure.
Congress.
And the nice thing about Ohio is they tend to decide who our president is. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
For some fucking reason, we have a system that takes into account Ohio more than anything else.
Holy shit, Daryl Issa voted against the House bill. Maybe see, he knows. He sees the winds changing
right
over there in Orange County. And even even Daryl Issa is a little worried now.
Jeez.
That's
bananas.
This is Wes Goodman. This is the Columbus Dispatch.
Hello.
Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
And this is a Christian.
Okay.
Self-described family values.
Yay.
Republican.
Oh, okay.
Wes Goodman, 33 years old. Married. And guess what? A former aide to...
Yes.
U.S. Representative Jim Jordan.
Oh, wow. Okay. Perfect. You know, these Republicans with their family values, I mean, they must have some fucked up families. Jeez.
the he submitted a two-sentence resignation to the state Republican Party on Wednesday after he met with the House Speaker there, Cliff Rosenberger.
Yes, Rosenberger.
A Republican.
Boo.
Rosenberger said in a statement, "I was alerted of details yesterday afternoon regarding his involvement in inappropriate behavior."
Okay.
"Related to his state office. I met with him later in the day where he acknowledged and confirmed the allegations."
Yes.
"It became clear his resignation was the most appropriate course of action for him, his family, and the constituents of the 87th House District."
Fuck you.
"And this institution."
Right. Okay.
"The details of the incident are not clear."
Okay.
But apparently a witness to Representative Wes Goodman's and another man's liaison.
A liaison.
Reported it to the House Chief of Staff on Tuesday.
Right. Yes.
Rumors about his questionable conduct, including his use of social media, have been swirling in the State House for the past few weeks, including stories dating years back when he worked in Washington.
Okay.
With Jim Jordan.
Okay.
He issued a statement, "We all bring our own struggles and our own trials into public life.
Oh, yes.
This has been true for me, and I sincerely regret my actions, and my choices have kept me from serving my constituents."
Serving.
Blah, blah, blah. "You're for those who I've let down, I'm sorry as I move on to the next chapter of my life.
Okay.
I sincerely ask for privacy for my family, myself, and my friends.
I demand privacy."
His social media profiles described, which are now offline, by the way, described him as Christian, American, conservative, Republican.
Perfect.
He was centered around pro-family and pro-liberty
policies. Fuck yeah. Okay, pro-family, pro-liberty, so he must be for marriage equality.
On his campaign website.
Yes.
They said, "Healthy, vibrant, thriving, values-driven families are the source of Ohio's proud history and the key to Ohio's future greatness. The ideals of a loving father and mother, a committed, natural marriage, and a caring community are well worth pursuing and protecting."
So he's anti-gay.
Anti-gay marriage.
Right.
Pro-dick sucking.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Right.
For himself.
Jeez. That would make him.
I'm sure more will come out about that. And who cares?
Right?
Pork away.
Suck all the dicks you want.
As long as everyone is on board and there's no power struggle or no inappropriateness or whatever. Suck pork diddle.
Absolutely.
Couple knuckles. Who cares?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Sure.
Bump those biscuits.
Yes. But if you're going
to. But then don't go and vote. Right. And then claim to be a anti-gay Christian Republican just to get your heinous, drooling, vile Christo-fascist base all fired up.
You are a hypocrite. You are an opportunist. How dare you? A two-sentence resignation? That was his whole letter.
"Sorry I got caught with a dick in my ass.
Right.
I resign."
Dude, just have a dick in your ass.
Who cares? Right. That's not what we're talking about. It's the hypocrisy and the
don't be a bigot.
Hatred for your own community that you're not acknowledging that you're in.
Yeah. You suck.
Well, speaking of backdoor.
Yes.
Jared Kushner.
Yes.
You may have heard that name.
Oh, yes. Jared. Not Subway Jared. We're talking about Jared of the administration.
Correct. Subway Jared, they're going to run for Congress as a Republican when he gets out.
Oh, why not? Hey, fuck yeah. He doesn't have a problem with what Roy Moore did, by the way.
So now the latest in Russiagate, or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Is that according to the Senate Judiciary Committee, they found out that he forwarded emails, Jared did,
right,
about, quote, A Russian backdoor overture and dinner invite.
Oh, man, that sounds like a fun evening.
Forwarded it to Trump campaign officials.
Yes.
But has so far failed to produce these emails to the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Emails.
Two senators on the committee said in a letter to Kushner's lawyer today.
Right. Backdoor overtures were made.
He is also knocking on my starfish.
Right.
Kushner also failed to produce emails he was copied on involving communication with the anti-secrecy agency WikiLeaks.
Yes.
I love WikiLeaks.
I love it. Everybody loves everything.
And also emails with a Belarusian American businessman named Sergey Milian.
No, oui, oui. Belarusian.
Milian most recently headed a group called the Russian American Chamber of Commerce.
Wow. You know when you
said the Russian American Chamber of Commerce.
Where in the fuck is Belarus?
Russia.
Right. But that's
next
a country?
Russia, part of, I think it's still part of Russia.
Okay. Belarus is a country.
Well, sure.
Wow. Hey, you learn shit on crab diving.
Any
Belarusian listeners we have? Thanks for listening. I'm sorry I didn't realize your country fucking existed. I'm a dickhead.
Belarus is nestled snuggingly between Poland and Russia.
Okay.
With Lithuania and Latvia also on its northern border.
Okay. Sounds like fun. What do they do there? What's their thing in Belarus?
Minsk is the capital.
Okay.
And they use the ruble.
Oh, right.
As for what? As their dough.
Oh, for money. For a butt plug.
Senator Chuck Grassley, even Senator Chuck Grassley.
Yes. Dickhead.
Snake dweller, grass-dwelling snake that he is.
Yes.
Said there are several documents known to exist that were not included in your production.
Oh, okay.
He wrote to Kushner, signed also by Dianne Feinstein.
Yes.
Kushner is under new scrutiny this week after The Atlantic reported that his stupid brother-in-law,
okay,
Don Jr., sent an email to him in 2016 that WikiLeaks had sent him a private message on Twitter. Jared, WikiLeaks sent me a message on Twitter.
You know he was so fucking excited. I'm important.
God, they're so dumb.
Don Jr. must really be fucking beside himself now that he can go and hunt elephants again. Jesus Christ, congratulations.
That may not be true, by the way.
Oh, that's not true.
Sarah Huckabee today warbled. That that isn't finalized yet.
Right.
And that they should direct their questions to the Department of the Interior. Ryan Zinke.
God, hey, can't you tell me if you're allowed to shoot elephants in Africa or not, Sarah? I mean, what the fuck?
You could shoot him. You can't bring him back here.
No. Okay.
The Russian backdoor overture.
Yes.
I think that was in the email. That's what they said.
At least with dinner. That's nice.
Could be a reference to Kushner's meeting in December with Sergei Kislyak, then Russia's ambassador to the U.S.
Yeah.
That was also attended by Michael Flynn.
Great. God.
The senator said on Thursday that Kushner had not provided all the information requested. Yeah. To their about his communications with Flynn. So they're right. Not cooperating.
But you know what you're forgetting? Hillary was incredibly crooked, and that uranium deal,
oh, sure.
And emails and Benghazi and go fuck yourself.
Oh, sure. And how she choked Seth Rich to death, yeah. With shot him with her nipples somehow.
You know what? I was about to yell Vince Foster, but I almost yelled Vince Vaughn instead, which
I don't know. He doesn't work much. Have you seen
it? Ah, Vince
Vaughn! We don't know what she's done with him.
Hillary Clinton had Vince Vaughn destroyed.
earlier this year, we found out at that meeting, Kushner was the one who had suggested setting up the back channel line of communication. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I remember
maybe
that.
We can find a little secret. I'll go down to the phone booth on 7th and Vine.
The backdoor channel was actually used email.
Between the Trump transition team in Moscow.
Okay.
Kushner has disputed that characterization. He told the lawmakers in July that he asked Kislyak whether there was an existing communications channel at his embassy. Remember that? He wanted to go use it at the embassy.
Right.
Like, I don't know where we could talk. Maybe you guys could, like, set up a phone at your embassy.
Like a secret phone? Like, they got the secret Batman phone?
He wanted to set up the Russians in charge of communications.
Yes. Damn! Listen, hey, for everybody listening that doesn't... The reason he wanted a backdoor channel with the Russians is because otherwise, well, like, he would have to, like, our CIA would know about it.
Otherwise, people would know. Yeah.
Right. Shit. Listen to this shit, man. These guys are dirty as fuck.
So there you go. That's the headline over at Business Insider. Is a Senate Judiciary Committee. Says that Kushner forwarded emails about a Russian backdoor overture and dinner invite.
Oh, boy. A dinner. What was going to...
Hey, guys, let's have dinner and talk about Russians.
Right. And, you know, Trump loves dinner, dude. I mean, fuck.
Well, depends on where.
Yeah, depends on what. He really does.
I want steak and I want extra ketchup.
That dickhead went to Japan and at that sushi restaurant made them prepare a fucking hamburger.
Yep.
It's a renowned sushi place. Obviously, you know, it's probably could have got something really good. I mean,
I know.
What a missed opportunity.
It's so sad.
I hate when these dick bags go to Europe or they go someplace cool and hear about them eating at McDonald's or some shit like that. It's wasted. Wasted.
So regarding this tax bullshit.
Yes.
Did you see yesterday that Gary Cohn, the horrible lawyer, advisor, economic advisor to Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was at some conference with being interviewed on stage. But it's a conference of like all fucking CEOs.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
And at one point during the... during the event,
yes,
Gary Cohn's talking about these tax breaks. You know, tax break. It's all going to be raining money on everybody.
Right. They don't take a poor person on stage and execute them in front of everyone.
No, that's next year.
Oh, okay.
So he was the moderator looks out to the audience,
yes,
and says, so how many here with you know the tax plan, you know what it's going to do. We're going to lower the tax rate to 20, et cetera, et cetera. How many here, show of hands, will then be excited to be making some capital investments?
Okay.
About capital investments into their businesses. In other words, who's, you know, you're going to grow, you're going to hire.
Absolutely.
Jobs.
Yes.
And all that stuff. Can I please have a show of hands? As to how many people are going to be planning on doing that.
Right.
And
was it fucking
Ryan
crickets?
And I are listening to a fucking video.
Was it crickets? Like nobody wanted to.
It was I was looking for the crickets.
Oh, shit. Okay.
In fact,
I'll do
sound
it.
Clip.
Chirp, chirp,
Where
chirp.
Where can't I find my crickets?
Fuck you.
There they are.
Fuck you.
And Gary Cohn.
Yes.
Says, why aren't there more hands up? Here it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
Gary. Can I ask you all a quick question? If the tax reform bill goes through, do you plan to increase investment, your company's investment, capital investment, just a show of hands, the tax reform goes through?
Why aren't the other hands up?
Why aren't the other hands up?
John, I've got a question.
Why aren't the other hands up?
Because they're dirt bags.
Because they know trickle-down doesn't work.
Yeah. They're not going to invest any jobs.
Oh, right.
You're going to give these guys tax breaks. They're going to shove it up their ass and put it in their bank accounts in the Bahamas, right?
And today the House passes it.
Perfect.
Today the House passes it. Well, also today.
Yes.
I don't know if it was one of those CEOs that was there, but CEO.
Okay.
I'm reading from the Daily Kos.
Ooh.
The David Mendels.
Hello.
Former CEO of Bright Cove and an Adobe executive.
Oh, God. Adobe, the software?
Wrote wrote in a article on LinkedIn.
Yes.
He basically said, well, this is all bullshit.
Right. Hey, listen.
No money is going to go trickling down. If you could lower these tax rates, it does not factor into more hiring. He basically says, we need customers to buy our shit.
Right.
That makes us invest more.
So give the people a tax break and they'll buy shit.
Why do these Republicans think if we build it, then they'll buy it? What are they going to buy it with?
They watch that fucking Kevin Costner movie about baseball. They base their whole fucking economic policy on it.
He specifically attacked Trump's senior economic advisor, Gary Cohn, and Paul Ryan's assertions that this tax cut is about helping the middle class.
Fuck Paul Ryan. That it'll his assertions.
Ease the burden and create wage increases across the board.
Yes.
It's crap.
Yeah, it's crap. You guys are garbage.
He explains in the article in a very simple way how companies decide on who they'll hire, how much they'll pay them.
Oh, okay.
And it turns out, Ryan, prepare yourself. You're going to be shocked.
Yes.
Tax cuts do not figure into those equations ever.
What? No.
Ever.
Wait a second. I got a t-shirt that says trickle down's the tits. What about that?
He says tax cuts affects your profits, but the consumer's demand is all that dictates how many people we're going to hire.
I can't fucking believe this. Kate's speechless.
Quote, we had clear metrics we followed in most areas. For every additional dollar in sales growth we committed to, we could hire a roughly fixed ratio of additional sales reps. So the if stuff is selling, we'll hire more sales reps.
But that makes total fucking sense.
It is a simple but true concept. Customers drive business growth, not tax rates, and not mythical job creators.
Right. I'm buying widgets that I sell to people. If people don't buy my fucking widgets, how the fuck do I grow my
fucking
business?
I'm going to hire more salesmen to sell it more.
To who?
Well, right.
Nobody has any money.
Welcome to Republican economics.
Yeah.
He says, again, simple concept. The market for labor determines what the CEO, management, and investors pay employees. Tax rates are not a factor.
Right.
If I want to hire an engineer with experience in machine learning, the demand in the market right now is tremendous and the supply of people is limited. Salaries are going through the roof. If I want to hire a young person out of college for a junior sales or customer service job, it's a buyer's market and wages are moderate. None of those realities change if my tax rate changes.
Bam!
Saying they're going to hire better jobs are going to get created.
But people will say this.
High-paying jobs.
Donald Trump is a head of industry. He has a business. He knows what he's doing. You're telling me?
He's failed upward his entire
life. Right, yeah. He didn't know what he's talking about with his fucking tax break.
Correct.
He's lying.
And then he goes after the CEOs. First of all, Occam's razor suggests cutting corporate taxes will benefit the owners of corporations.
Yes.
And the investor class.
Okay.
It's pretty simple and obvious concept. The leap of faith required to argue the goal is not that, but to benefit the working class is such a stretch that it really cannot be taken seriously.
It's bullshit. It's fantasy.
We know this because we have already tested this proposition and seen the results. Broadly in the U.S. economy, we've seen a massive increase in corporate profits. At the same time, stagnant wages. 50 fucking years.
What the fuck?
Of corporate profits going sky high and wages staying flat. Except...
Yes.
For CEO wages.
So why do we buy this myth? Why do we buy the bullshit from the Republicans?
Because they're
why?
In charge of the media.
Yeah. And they're hammering us with fucking...
communism.
Oh, yeah.
Socialism.
And religion.
Evil.
And abortion, right?
Labor unions are evil. They're killing economy, the business. They want good wages and benefits.
Right.
How dare they suck the profits out of the rich people?
Hey, listen. Until when a progressive comes along and say, hey, this shit doesn't make any sense. They say, oh, yeah, well, you kill babies.
Right. And you're a socialist.
All
and
right.
Hate America.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Shit. It's garbage. Garbage.
The increase in corporate profits has led to a record stock market, dramatic increase in wealth for investors.
Yes.
But no significant increase in wages for working people.
Who is going to buy your motherfucking shit that you produce?
And in fact,
nobody has any money.
The money they're putting back into their businesses, they're hiring robots, which is cheaper and doesn't need time off.
Listen, I'm all for that. Let's build these robots. Let's hire these robots.
Well, I concur,
and
but
give me a guaranteed minimum salary
so I
can go ahead and learn how to play the flute and get paid for it. That would be awesome. God, fuck me, man.
Bottom line is a tax cut for corporations will increase their profitability.
Yeah.
Why should we believe that this increase in profitability will lead to wage increases when we have already seen that all it does is increase profitability?
Yeah.
And that money goes to stock buybacks and dividend increases to the investors. Nobody says, look at this money we're saving. Let's hire some more people. Let's give our workers higher wages and benefits, Ryan.
Right. So make America great again kind of means we get brutally hate fucked in the mouth. Make America racist. Go fuck yourself. That's what you voted for.
Republican.
God damn it. Ugh. Shit. Follow us on Twitter.
So a CEO outing them.
Yay.
And saying, it's this trickle down stuff. It's a big steaming pile of elephant shit.
It really is. Twitter is suggesting that we should see if Kate can swim, and maybe she could go out and swim in the bay and look upon a pod of dolphins.
Well, there you go.
There
is a dog beach here.
Right. I know dogs can swim. I understand this. But if you knew this dog, I'm not saying she's one that's going to go out in the bay and swim with dolphins. You think? I don't know.
I don't know that she would. She might be a little startled by the the dolphins.
And you look at that water out there too in the Gulf. I mean, she can't swim in the Gulf, man.
It's warm though.
Yeah, but the waves, dude. I just can't see it.
Why do we hate John Katko? Oh, he's a Republican.
Yeah.
Maud Gaughan tweeted, please say John Katko hates New York. We just did.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
He voted for New York to pay for Alabama. he voted for that fucking tax increase.
Oh, okay.
I wonder, that must be at Anna Engelbrecht Five's representative there. I'm sure ours did too, Maud Gaughan.
Oh, my God.
We've got the guy who's snuggled up against Jim Jordan calling for not only a special counsel to investigate Hillary's crevices, but he wants Mueller fired immediately because of uranium. Because of uranium!
God, you dickheads.
Our representative here.
Right. No flow. It makes me insane because any other time you would think the Republicans would be all about, going after the big bad Russians and shit like that. What Hitler's done to this fucking country? It's made everybody more insane. We're already nuts, but goddamn.
We'll see if it makes it through the Senate, but
yeah,
they're desperate. Forget they attached the kill Obamacare, so that's going to make They're voting. They couldn't find money to pay for their tax cuts for their rich fuckwad buddies.
Right.
So they said, well, if we kick 13 million people off healthcare, that'll do it. That'll work.
Why do I give a fuck if CEOs get a tax break?
Because they're going to create jobs, Ryan.
Yeah, but, if you listen to this podcast.
Well, they don't. Right.
That's bullshit.
Everybody knows it's bullshit. They know it's bullshit.
I feel like being a Republican is like, you know a horror movie and it's like the characters haven't fully acknowledged that the shit has hit the fan. They haven't fully acknowledged that,
I've got an idea. Let's hide in the cemetery.
Right. There's a guy with a machete in the house and you don't want to admit it.
Right.
You don't want to fucking admit it. We're fucked.
Craziness abounds.
Yeah. Fucking stupid.
The congratulations are in order.
Yes.
Not good news, though.
Right.
Not good news.
Yeah.
Because next time you go to Washington, D.C., hey, ignore all that really interesting architecture and all the incredible history and everything.
D.C. is beautiful.
Take yourself to Hobby Lobby's Bible Museum, which has opened today.
Come the fuck on. That is infuriating. There are beautiful fucking things to do in D.C.,
well,
man.
Let's not forget these wonderful Christians had to pay a $3 million fine for importing illegal artifacts that they were paying people to steal in the Mideast.
I forgot about that shit. Some Indiana Jones bullshit.
These are wonderful Christians. These are moral people.
Hobby Lobby is literally bad guys in an Indiana Jones movie. Didn't we all
Face
root?
Is melting.
Yeah, we all Mitch rooted McConnell for Indiana shit. Jones. Yeah.
Right.
What the fuck, man? Want to go to their Bible museum? How much is it?
On Friday, it opens tomorrow, the, holy fuck, 430,000 square foot museum of the Bible.
What the fuck do they put in it?
It's three blocks from the U.S. Capitol.
Oh my God, we live in Iran.
It cost these evil twunts $500 million. It includes pieces from the family's collection
of the
Dead Sea Scrolls. They've got some of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Why is that not in a real museum?
Yeah.
Not some fucking owner asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The context is
all
wrong.
This is the kind of shit that in Petland.
Oh, yes.
The death tax would be, sorry, kids, your dad bought the Dead Sea Scrolls. You don't own those. They're going in a museum.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Sorry, kids.
Well, listen, that's Petland, but Ryanland, I don't mean to run against you. I'll do you one better.
Well, Petland will be much kinder.
Yeah, I'm kind. I'm kind to people that aren't fucking dickheads. But if you're a dickhead, it's not so great for you. God, I sound like Donald Trump.
If you're a hater.
I'm going after the haters,
Ryan
baby.
Will be tweeting later.
Yeah.
5 a.m.
The haters.
To all the crab diving haters out there.
I would have eaten sushi, though. I would have went to that sushi restaurant big time. That makes me nuts. I love sushi.
And sadly, I would have had to have the burger.
But you know what? Because you're allergic.
Well, I could have...
this guy's a
dickhead.
I could
have a vegetable roll.
Yeah, you would have done that. Would you?
I would have had vegetable roll.
Would you have demanded some
guy... burger?
A
no.
fucking hamburger? You fuckhead.
Oh, I put special sauce in.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. they have Dead Sea Scrolls, towering bronze gates inscribed with text from the Gutenberg Bible.
Gutenberg. What does that mean? Like, what do I look at a bronze
a
gate and people written bullshit in it.
Listen to this. Damn. Listen to this multimedia experience. Oh, a soundscape of the 10 plagues. Enhanced by smog and glowing red light that symbolizes the Nile turning to blood.
That is the stupidest shit.
Come on in and we'll kill off your firstborn, too.
You know what this makes me nuts? When I was a kid, my parents took me to fucking Washington, D.C. We saw the Lincoln Memorial. We didn't go up in that tower. It was, the big monument. It was off. I think it was out of order. The elevator wasn't fucking working. Whatever.
The Washington Monument?
Yes.
The giant dildo?
Yes. We saw the Capitol. We looked at the White House. The museums in D.C. are off the motherfucking chain. The Smithsonian.
There's a new one now.
That's the point, though. Somebody's going to take time. You don't have enough time to see everything in D.C. Now some dickhead's going to take time to take his kids to the stupid Bible museum? Oh, my God. That's offensive.
Ambitious attempt to appeal simultaneously to people of deep faith and of no faith.
Oh, yeah.
And to stand out amidst the impressive constellation of museums in Washington. The Bible exhibits are so extensive that the administrators say it's going to take days to see everything.
oh, God. This is an abomination. It really is. In our fucking capital.
Yeah.
Hey, right next door to it, I'm going to put up a Lord of the Rings museum. I'd rather go to that.
Anus Wrinkle Steve Green. Hobby Lobby president.
Is that on his business card?
when crab diving prints them, they are.
Anus Wrinkle.
Took some time out of selling people shitty hobby shit.
Oh God, that museum is built on. They sell paste. They sell glue. They sell the shittiest fake fruit ever. If you're a guy and you like to have
and they
fake
don't want
fruit
to,
in your house,
and they don't want to pay for insurance for their employees to if it includes birth control.
Oh yes,
let's not forget that
Fuck
Supreme
you.
Court decision.
Here's a bowl of plastic apples. I'm not kidding.
Green says that the institution he largely funded is meant to educate, not evangelize.
Boo! God. You made your money. So I don't mean to harp on this, but they make plastic fruit.
Says they've taken pains to hire a broad group of scholars as advisors. Lawrence Schiffman, a New York University Jewish studies professor, Dead okay. Sea Scrolls expert.
Right. These guys are whores.
But then here's his, how is this not evangelizing? Green said, quote, there's just a basic need for people to read the book.
No, there's not.
You're evangelizing right there.
Can you
read my book of myths? You have to read it. You must read it.
People could probably stand to read a book about nutrition. I don't know. I'm thinking of other
people
more...
need to learn to read. Many of them first. Boo. I'm looking at you, Alabama.
Yes. Right. It's right. The other direction.
It's not.
Is it? It's
we've gone
that
through this before.
Is, but that's,
it is that way and that way.
But that's
the yes. shore. Yes.
Right. Right. No.
It
the
is
shore
both north
is that way
and west of us. But paralleling the shore to hit Alabama.
Paralleling
is that way.
Right.
If we go that way, you're going to get wet.
Fuck your book learning.
Fuck your geography.
Fuck I have faith. Yeah, I have faith.
Florida has a shore, you know.
Oh yes, I'm aware. Oh, does it?
The book has had an impact on our world, and we just think people ought to know it, and hopefully they'll be inspired to engage with it after they come here. That's evangelizing. You just negated what you said, you fuck.
God, fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. I'm going to grow a third arm so I can flip this guy off with three hands instead. Fuck him. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Company based in Oklahoma.
Oh, God.
Which we have big, good.
Yes.
Without a question mark at the end.
Fucking good.
News.
Right.
Something done fascinating happened in the wonderful sovereign state of Oklahoma.
Yes.
Which Maddo did the story. She put up last night. She put up the election map for the presidential election.
Yeah.
And you know how in every other state, there's even in the reddest of red states.
Right.
There are blue dots.
Yes.
You know, where the civilized people
right,
live,
right.
the cities
Absolutely.
And stuff like
sure.
that. There isn't a micro spot of blue in Oklahoma.
It's pretty conservative.
All red.
Right.
Well, they had a special election.
Yes.
For a state Senate seat.
Fuck you.
There.
Right.
And winning the state Senate seat and ousting a Republican and taking over now as a Democrat.
Right.
Is, 28-year-old lesbian.
Oh, that's awesome. It's somebody in their 20s.
Democrats added another win in deep red Oklahoma on Tuesday, continuing their string of successes there, chipping away at the Republican Party's hold on state government. Rachel Maddow had on not the winner, who's Allison Eichley Freeman. She's a therapist at a nonprofit mental health agency.
Yeah, good for her.
She won by like 30-something votes.
30?
She beat Republican Brian O'Hara,
former
city councilor and district director for some U.S. rep Republican.
Yes.
Dickhead. It represents parts of Sand Springs, Jenks, and West Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
The
I've never really spent any time in Oklahoma. Have you? Have you ever?
Through, but not.
Never. Yeah, I've
driven through. I try to avoid stopping
as fast as I can. I drove through that state. Sorry,
but it was interesting. They interviewed the new head of the Democratic Party in Oklahoma.
Yes,
this is you'll get this. When she was elected, she was 24.
Holy
to head
shit.
Up the Democratic Party, but she's amazing. She said basically, she's like, our state legislature had given up. The state right. party had just given up.
Yeah.
That even in there, when there were good candidates that looked like they may have a chance
They're
with
like,
the right backing,
it.
the state Democrats would be like, why bother?
That's a horrible attitude.
She got elected and she said, we're going to talk about our crumbling infrastructure. We're
yeah.
going to talk about living wages. We're
right.
going to talk about all the stuff that Oklahoma needs. None of this bullshit.
Right.
Everyday
There's
life
poor
stuff.
Poor people in Oklahoma
right.
that need shit. Do you imagine in these states, if they raise the minimum wage?
And already under her leadership, they flipped a couple seats.
Bam. That's fucking awesome.
So good for her. Kudos
yeah.
to her.
Right. That is fucking awesome.
She said she's trying to, because young people right now are disillusioned by
yeah.
both parties. I get it.
Yes.
But right now, really, logically, the only way to do it is to take over one of the parties.
Right.
Get rid of the corporatists
yeah.
that are left.
Because, I mean, I guarantee you, if this person goes in and says, hey, listen, Oklahoma needs to raise the minimum wage, you're going to see a bump in the economy. Because those people that will make more money aren't going to invest it. You know, they're not going to put it in their Swiss fucking bank accounts, are they?
Right.
They're going to spend that shit.
And this shit is showing that if the Democrats have the right message,
yes,
not just we hate Trump,
right,
but actual messages
yeah.
of jobs
yes.
and income equality.
Right.
And how about paving our streets and shit?
Yeah. But to me, I agree with you, but damn, I'll vote with Democrat anyway just because I hate the fuck out of Trump.
Well,
but
that,
you're right.
Of course.
You do need an agenda. I mean.
That's what's going on in Oklahoma, amazingly, and congratulations to DC on your new Bible museum.
Oh, yeah. Good job with that.
Wonder how many taxpayer dollars Ugh. Went for that, too. How many.
Right.
How many incentives and subsidies they
you
got.
You know, they're getting tax breaks.
Sure.
I wonder what their gift shop is like. I wonder what kind of stupid shit you can buy in the Bible
Probably
museum.
A lot of Bibles. I wonder which Bibles. I wonder if they sell different versions.
Oh, yes. They probably got a hard-on for the Bible they believe in. Because all these fucking Protestant religions do. It's like, oh, the King James Version, the blah, 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 blah. It's bananas.
God, we mentioned Ryan Zinke. These,
yes.
You know, we need to really just bring out the guillotines, the e-guillotines, because
right.
this fucker.
Is he the guy on the fucking horse?
Yes.
And he calls his horse Tonto?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
What a fucking probably, loser.
It's probably his dick. I was riding Tonto. Tonto throbbing between my legs.
Ooh, yes.
Well, you know, the inspector general launched an investigation into this asshole.
Launched.
After reports that he had used a private plane.
Oh, God.
Owned by oil executives.
Oh, man. So, geez.
It was launched after the inspector general received numerous complaints about Zinke's travels, including the use of three chartered flights. Let's not forget
right.
Tom Price.
Yes.
Former Health and Human Services
now
Secretary.
They were just billing us for that, though, right?
For the whole plane, even though Tom Price said, well, I'll reimburse you for my seat.
It's the whole plane, dickhead.
I'll give you $500 for my seat on a plane that cost us $15,000 to charter.
Right.
So he didn't have to rub elbows with any of the plebes.
But this dickhead Ryan Zinke's just taking Big Oil's jet. That is fucked up.
One of the flights taken in June from Vegas to his hometown in Montana cost taxpayers over $12,000. Let's drain
shit.
That swamp.
What the fuck, man? $12,000?
But now they're saying that he's refusing to provide documentation.
Why?
The U.S. Interior Department is failing to provide documentation needed for an internal probe of Zinke's travels.
No, doesn't he just have to do it?
Look who these people are in charge. They really think they're kings.
They're dick
they
bags.
Think they're better than everybody. They're above the law.
They're arrogant, man. That they're just arrogant business fuckers that aren't used to having to be. They don't have to be accountable to anybody.
The authorizations and vouchers required for Zinke's travel have yet to be completed and processed. They requested the documentation for no later than December 11th for the secretary and his wife, Lolita Zinke.
Shut the fuck up.
Her name's Lolita.
Ooh, man.
When she accompanied him on government travel. We got to pay for her, too.
Oh, my God. We got to pay for Lolita. Lolita Zinke.
Why are we paying for a spouse to fly? We didn't hire a spouse.
Right. They don't need to be there.
They don't need to be there.
Why is What's-His-Face, his wife, hanging out with the money in the Federal Reserve, too? Mnuchin's wife.
Those pictures are horrible.
Fucking cartoonishly evil, these dickheads.
Save a spot in the guillotine line for them.
Yeah.
The electronic guillotine. The virtual guillotine.
Why did you guys vote for this dickhead? Any other Republican, too, things would be different. You know what I mean? Don't you think if it was President Ben Carson, things would be different?
Zinke, in a speech to a conservative think tank.
Yes.
Denied inappropriate travel, said his travels were approved by career employees of the ethics office.
Yeah.
He said reports of his use of chartered private flights is a little BS.
A load of BS?
A little BS.
It's a little bullshit. That's weird.
God, it's just amazing that they have just put
much.
In possibly the most corrupt administration in the history of our country.
I know it sounds crazy, but
up and down the boards.
Yeah, it's like, but there's so much going on, you can't properly focus on everything. All this shit we should be outraged about. But you forget. I forgot about the fucking private plane thing with Mnuchin and those other dick bags.
Right.
Obama's people flew commercial, right?
Yes.
And we didn't even know who the fuck they were. Because nobody was investigating them because they were doing their fucking job.
From the Trump only hires the best files.
Right.
Apparently at the Homeland Security Office.
Yes.
There's somebody there who is the head of neighborhood and faith-based partnerships at the Department of Homeland Security. That's apparently a thing.
Oh, okay.
We now find out his name is Jamie Johnson, appointed in April by then Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly. That's before a little shuffle around.
Dickhead.
He leads the Center for Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships at the Development at the Department. Oh, let's call him Reverend Jamie Johnson.
Oh my God. Blech. We live in Afghanistan, dude.
Now they're finding out that he used to in radio appearances from 2008 to as recently as 2016.
Yes.
Johnson, again, heading up neighborhood and faith-based outreach, was critical of the black community.
Oh, okay. So he's a big fucking racist.
And paints Islam as a violent, illegitimate religion.
Oh, God.
He has said in the past that the black community is responsible for turning cities into slums.
God.
Argued Islam's only contribution to society was oil and dead bodies.
What the fuck? Who even thinks of that? Who thinks of that? And then who says it out loud?
Trump appointees. Trump administration appointees.
These guys are just racist, you know? I mean, it's just insane.
In a statement to CNN. He apologized for his previous comments.
How do you apologize for that?
I have and will continue to work with leaders and members of all faiths as we jointly look to strengthen our safety and security as an interfaith community. Having witnessed leaders from the entire faith spectrum work to empower their communities, I now see things much differently.
Bullshit.
I regret the manner in which those thoughts were expressed in the past, but can say unequivocally they do not represent my views personally or professionally. If he's not lying, good for him that maybe he's actually seen the light, that people who aren't Bible-waving Christians.
Yes.
But I am dubious.
Oh, fuck no, man. I don't believe that.
The acting press secretary over the DHS said the administration does not support statements made by Reverend Johnson in the past, some of which were said nearly a decade ago, and for which he has apologized. But we believe Reverend Johnson has proven himself as a valuable supporter,
Islam has only given us big oil and a pile of dead bodies.
Well, but in the past.
Yeah. I mean, that means that...
He acknowledges hummus now.
Right. Oh, good for you. I like chickpeas.
Now they've given us hummus and dead bodies and oil.
Man, I fucking love hummus. I will say that. Yeah. But, I mean, if you say something like that, like dead bodies, big oil, there's something behind that for him. Like, he's had conversations with people, with other races that obviously think that.
That was on the radio that he said that shit.
He said that out loud, publicly.
During 2008.
What does he say in private?
Discussion on some radio show.
Yeah.
He said he believed black people were anti-Semitic out of jealousy of the success of Jewish people.
Oh, God.
I think one of the reasons why is because Jewish people, from their coming to America in great waves in the early part of the 1800s, immediately rolled up their sleeves and began to work hard.
Yes.
You know, I think the black people worked a little hard back in that time, too.
Right.
They didn't have a choice in the matter.
They did not.
Holy fucking shit.
God.
You know, the Jews got here in the 1800s, and they worked hard.
These fucking guys, when they make these statements that they apologize, that they're all lying. They're just fucking lying. There is no way. I don't get it. How old is this guy?
The, quote, greatness of America may not exist without slave labor.
Yeah. They built the country.
They exploited ample resources we had here and created vast troves of wealth off of almost free labor.
Yeah. I mean, shit, dude.
And which created the economy of the South.
Yes.
And contributed greatly to the economy of the whole United States of America. So really? To say that... Yeah, I mean, you know where I'm going with that.
But this guy, he doesn't, the apology is just disingenuous. How old is he? He's fucking old.
Who knows, 40s, 50s, probably.
Yeah. You don't go your whole life being a big racist dickhead, and all of a sudden you have an epiphany. I just don't believe that.
The Jews in the 1800s immediately rolled up their sleeves, began to work so hard, and applied themselves to education and other means of improvement.
Oh, my God.
And other means of climbing the, well, I hate this phrase, but the social ladder, if you will.
God, you're stupid.
And they've done exceptionally well for themselves. Good for those Jews. Look at those Jews, Ryan, how well they've done.
You know what I hate? These racist guys, they want to come off like they're smart. Like they're an authority. Like, oh, I've studied this.
For...
You're a fucking ignorant buffoon.
For only having... representing 1.4% of America's population, they make up 12% of America's millionaires. Why? Because they work. And it's an indictment of the America's black community that it has turned America's major cities into slums because of laziness, drug use, and sexual promiscuity.
Oh, my God. That is the stupidest bullshit ever.
Changed his mind now.
Oh, okay. You fucking ignorant moron. What? But bait, he changed his mind. Okay. So where's the evidence of that? Evidence by what?
In the past, he also said, I never call it radical Islam. If anything, it's obedient Islam. It's faithful Islam. This is that trope that.
Yeah.
If you read the Quran, it tells him to kill everybody, all the infidels.
If you read the Bible.
Well, there you go.
What the fuck do you think is in there? It's all like. It's all peaceful.
I think Yahweh ordered the killing of women and children of non-faith also.
God.
Well, then Jesus came along and said, forget it.
Yeah, white Jesus in the middle of fucking Africa. Sure. Okay. Fuck you.
So Trump hires the best.
He's a fucking bigoted racist. Why would we expect him to hire people that weren't that way? I mean, how would he, you know, he.
All right.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Oh, shit.
Back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday. Don't forget all the other great stuff here on the network. I think I changed things around in the schedule a little bit. We got a special rerun now on our Thursday shows right after of The Hollywood Hick.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
we'd give people a taste of The Hick after our
yes.
show for one day.
Taste The Hollywood Hick, guys.
So listen to The Hollywood Hick if you're listening live. And all the other great stuff here on the network, K-Voice and the yeah. Daily Upper Decker, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget, right. Brian's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow. Have a great evening, y'all.
TT.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human.
Thank
and
you
I'm
for
coming.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.